This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, water woes at Hillaby Turners Hall in St. Andrew as dry taps force most parents to pull their children out of school on the first day. No such issues at the Granny Adams Memorial, where there is a successful restart to face-to-face classes. Government reporting an increase in persons with disabilities registering for National Insurance and Social Security Services and the National Disabilities Unit. Residents of the Pine calling for increased police presence in their community, some saying the police outpost is ineffective. In the region, Stuart Young gets the thumbs down from some as the next PNM leader, and two dead bodies found on a JetBlue flight going into Florida in the plane's landing gear. This is the latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details coming up. Mystery surrounds the lack of water at Hillaby Turners Hall in St. Andrew. Classes were suspended today over the lack of water on the first day of school. A parent who spoke with Starcom Network News expressed concern as she highlighted that children were greeted with dry taps. She said she would not be sending her child back to school until the situation is rectified.
The school ain't have no water this morning. It still didn't have any water, but the children are at school. The bathroom facilities is out of order, and the children were still at school. And I would like it to go to the Ministry of Education so the children could be sent home. If the problem do not get rectified, he will not be attending school for the rest of the week.
Starcom Network has confirmed that the school has indeed been closed and parents can collect the rest of their children who have not already as soon as possible. Meantime, BUT President Rudy Lovell said they were aware of the situation since yesterday and hopes that the ministry would address the matter urgently.
The Barbados of Teachers, we were made aware of the issue yesterday evening. We conveyed the message to the Ministry of Education, and we were told that the matter is being addressed. So we're still waiting for the matter to be addressed by the Ministry of Education. Well, there's no reason to doubt that there will be school. We are hopeful that the ministry will address the issue and school will continue as normal.
BUT President Rudy Lovell, the Barbados Water Authority's Gregory Thompson, immediately responded and confirmed the school is the only place in the area without water, and they are investigating the matter.
Receive a report that the school is out of water, that there's no water supply coming into the school from the water main. So what we have done is we have assigned a crew to visit to see if there's anything amiss going on in respect of that water supply. We made checks in the area of the farmers area, which is adjacent to the school, and those areas do have water. So we've also deployed a water tanker to the school to see if they can fill up the tanks in the interim.
Well, there was no such issue at the Granny Adams Memorial School. This is the first time that they have face-to-face classes in over a term. This morning, students were met with the ministry and other officials as they came and were quite happy to see that the school was indeed back for face-to-face classes. While government is reporting an increase in people with disabilities registering for social services. Speaking in Parliament during the debate on the rights of persons with disabilities, Minister of People Empowerment Kirk Humphrey emphasized the importance of having statistics to serve the disabled community better. Minister Humphrey added that since the announcement of extended benefits at the National Insurance and Social Security Service, there has been a rise in registration at both the NISS and the National Disabilities Unit.
We know we need better statistics, sir. We know we need better statistics and data collection, sir. All over the government. Particularly, sir, as it comes to persons with disabilities. And I am very thankful that since we announced the changes made by the Honourable Prime Minister, sir, in relation to the extension of benefits to categories, sir, we saw a significant increase in the number of persons who came forward to be registered. The truth is, many people probably felt, why should they come forward? Well, there's nothing in the deal for me. And now, sir, that we are making sure that we can make life better by knowing who you are. Sir, we are seeing an increase in the number of persons who are coming forward to be registered at the NDU. And certainly, sir, the number of persons who are coming forward to be registered at the NISSS.
That's Minister of People Empowerment, Kirk Humphrey. Well, some residents of the Pine St. Michael feel the presence of a police outpost cannot adequately deal with the level of violence emerging in the area. It's been close to a year. The unit was posted in the community to deal with the level of gun violence, with the most recent shooting occurring on Sunday, where three people sustained gunshot wounds at a play park at Golden Rock. A resident told Starcom Network News that she still fears for her safety and wants increased police presence to ensure her safety.
I don't feel safe at all, and I live pretty close to the police outpost. You don't get a lot of help if it's really something pressing. You still have to go to District A because it's not much they can do for you because it's just a community outpost and they let you know that. So to me, I don't even know what's the reason that is there. The police need to make their presence out. The presence in the plane is not felt. It's just an outpost. So the presence isn't felt in the plane at all. So it's like, it's a building there, but there's nothing. So what's the reason for the police outpost being in the plane? There's absolutely no reason, because you get little to no help.
Meantime, Anthony Wiggins, also known as Mr. Pine, said while he is happy there's a unit to serve the community, he feels more support is needed.
Of course, but you get police response. But when it comes to the gun shooting and the gun thing, that they can't deal, not that they ain't got guns, but they can't deal with that kind of element. You want the task force with rifles and all sorts could do, because you know if it's about 20 shots, I mean 20 shots running off, that's all.
Another resident stated that there is minimal respect for the police presence in the community.
Police station come there and the bullets still short there. People don't care about the police. That's all it is. They don't care about what's going on. And look, that incident there, right now, really, the children be there for the sound of that part. And never look at the day. I had a run and screaming and all. I don't understand that.
A resident of the Pine, St. Michael, in the lunchtime edition. Not everyone is happy with the choice of Stuart Young as the man to replace Trinidad and Tobago's and PNM leader Dr. Keith Rowley. Immediately after the announcement yesterday, former Commissioner of Police and National Transformation Alliance leader Gary Griffith and political analyst Dr. Indra Ramprasad gave the thumbs down to the move.
How does the PNM base feel about this? I expect that the UNC base is not going to be happy, neither with the opposition leader, neither with the opposition MPs. But they don't count so much as the PNM base going into that general election with Stuart Young as the helm. I don't think that is going to be well received by PNM supporters.
I think this has been a platter for opposition parties to walk into the next government. People are fully aware of Stuart Young and who he is. I wouldn't want to vent. I am not going into personalities, but leadership plays a very big part in the direction that a country that is decided upon for persons when they vote.
That's former Commissioner of Police and NTA leader Gary Griffith ending that report. Two dead bodies were found last night in a JetBlue aircraft's landing gear at Hollywood International Airport in Florida. The discoveries caused delays as there was a terminal shutdown for an immediate investigation. Morgan Rayner has more.
JetBlue did confirm for us that during one of their post-flight inspections, which is routine, they did find two people inside the landing gear compartment. Unfortunately, both of those individuals were dead. Now, at this point, it's unclear who those people are or how they got through security and on the plane to begin with. We do know that the flight came from JFK Airport in New York. That's a 3-hour flight time. JetBlue added that this is a heartbreaking situation and that they are committed to working closely with authorities to support the investigation. For hours overnight, travelers in Terminal 3 saw this in the arrival section, a medical examiner, crime scene vans, and deputies.
That's Morgan Rayner reporting our top stories. Water woes at Hillaby Turner's Hall in St. Andrew as dry taps forced parents to pull their children out of school on the first day. No such issues at the Granny Adams Memorial, where there's a successful restart to the face-to-face classes. Government reporting an increase in persons with disabilities registering for National Insurance and Social Security Services and the National Disabilities Unit. Residents of the Pine calling for increased police presence in their community, some saying the police outpost is ineffective. And in the region, Stuart Young gets the thumbs down from some as the next PNM leader, while two dead bodies found on a JetBlue flight going into Florida in the plane's landing gear. That was the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Thank you so much, Barry. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news on your fingertips, at your fingertips rather. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.